What a night of greyhound racing there last night at Bendigo. Terrific coverage there with the Facebook Live program on the social media platforms there of GRV. But I think Shimmer Shine was the star. He held the front from box number one and away he went to defeat a brave Aston Rupee.
Yeah, look, good morning, Gareth. And yeah, I mean, they were both outstanding and Shimmer Shine obviously essentially winning another Group 1 race. So that was the quality of that race, and he did a fantastic job. And we heard from Connections after the race, and there's no signs of retiring. They're just happy to keep racing. If he keeps doing things like that, Gareth, and why not? And Aston Rupee, I think Glenn Rounds wouldn't have had any doubts leading into the race that this dog is capable of winning Group 1 races. And I think last night just solidified that. His run behind Shimmer Shine was absolutely outstanding. The dominance of Five Star as well in that staying race, Gareth, he jumped straight to the front and was absolutely too good. And Cobblenz too, equaling the first sectional record and then holding out a late finish from Aston Fastnet in 27.67, which was the best of the night. He's a greyhound that's won 9 on the trot now, a son of Fernando Bale and Uphill Jewel. And our a little play of the day, each way play, Taylor's Jewel nearly got the money.
Yes.
$34. Gareth, I tell you what, we were jumping around, but Sweet Petite was too good in the run to the line. But a really, really good night of racing. Everyone we spoke to, all the participants, just want this pink diamond to kick around, and it was good to hear that it will be on the racing calendar for next year.
Yeah, I loved Aussie Secret as well. For Jason Thompson, well, support, I think, $7.15 to $4.80. So hopefully you found a couple of winners there at Bendigo. Peter Duncan, the chair, came on RSN Central yesterday, declared that an increase in prize money, $58 million in prize money for greyhound participants in this state. $1,000 is the minimum for a first place getter in the state of Victoria, plus this pink diamond, this new series for the breeders and local trainers. There's a few ticks. There's a new race worth $1 million a little later on, the Phoenix, so there's plenty to be excited about.
Yeah, there is. I think our attention now shifts to the Phoenix, Gareth. I think next month it'll start to heat up with some slot owners, or at least the slots being open to people. And just the conversation around that will be very, very exciting. I believe you and I will be heading out to the Meadows at some stage, and hopefully there'll be some sort of launch there where we'll get some more information about the Phoenix.
The question is, have you got your application ready to go, George?
No, I don't, mate. Maybe we should get one together with like a team RSN. Yep. I think that'll be the way to go, Gareth, and we can get a couple of people on board. But no, a couple of those greyhounds that raced last night, like Cobblenz, and it'd be very interesting to see if there's a slot for him. And greyhounds like Aston Rupee, I think they're the way forward.
Yeah, it'd be fun negotiating. There's no doubt about that. What about tonight? We need to make some money so we can afford to purchase a slot. We need to back plenty of winners, of course, because the slot's worth $75,000, Georgie, but we need to start somewhere.
Yeah, we do, mate. I like race one, number three, a greyhound called Weblec Ranger. Now, his brother, Weblec Raider, took out one of those pink diamond races last night. I think it's a litter on the up here, a Kinloch Bray litter. This greyhound won well on debut at Cranbourne. He ran fourth in the final when finding trouble the week later. He's up against a greyhound called Sir Harley, who will start favouring the race. But Weblec Ranger, at around the $3.30 mark, Gareth, very happy to have a play here, race one, number three. Those having a play on the quaddies, change of numbers from yesterday because there are a few scratchings today. 1, 2, 3, and 6 into 2 and 3 into 1 and 2 into 7 and 8 to bring us home.
All right, so Weblec Ranger, race one, number three. What price you expecting there? I'll tell you what I can get around for Weblec Ranger today. I can get around, Georgie, with the tab, around $3.30. Take that price.
Yeah, I think so. I think so. I think his win on debut suggested that he's got a bit of a future. As I said, we've seen his brother go impressively yesterday, and I think there's a couple of smart ones in the litter. I think the Meadows will suit him here. As I said, I know he's got a fast one against him who won well on debut, but I'm happy to have a play on Weblec Ranger.
All right, then. And looking forward to Aston Titan taking on Quara Bale, of course, and Yozo Bale, and Mr. Fix-It as well. That should be a beauty. Race 7,
yeah,
the free-for-all.
Yeah, look. It's hard to tip against Quara Bale, isn't it? She's just redlining at the moment. She's going so well. And Team Daly had a really good night yesterday, obviously, with Shimmer Shine. There was Dave Gleeson was there with his red jacket and red hat. He was all ready to go and very, very confident after the win. So, as I said, we're going to see a little bit more of Shimmer Shine by the sounds of it. And Aston Rupee, well, I tell you what, Gareth, it is shaping up as one hell of a maturity heading towards the Meadows in July with dogs like Cobblenz and Aston Rupee going forward, it's going to be a cracker.
All right then, George, just quickly before we let you go, if you had a slot for the Phoenix, which greyhound would you sign up right now?
I think I'd stick with Aston Rupee.
Okay.
Yep, I would. His run yesterday highlighted that even if he doesn't lead, he copped a little bit of trouble. The way he chased behind Shimmer Shine was outstanding. And I think he'll only be better in about 3 or 4 months' time.
All right, George, enjoy your day.
No worries. You too, mate.